The US Secretary of State and Russia's foreign minister have spoken for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. In the phone call, Antony Blinken says he told Sergei Lavrov the world expects Russia to honour its commitment to let grain shipments safely leave Ukrainian ports. Lavrov said sanctions on Russia were partly to blame for the global food crisis and that weapons supplies to Ukraine were prolonging the war. Blinken also warned Russia of consequences if it tries to annex more regions of Ukraine.
I also made clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov that in light of recent statements coming from the Kremlin about their plans to proceed with the further annexation of Ukrainian territory, indeed, the Foreign Minister's own words about replacing a democratically elected Ukrainian government as well as being part of their ongoing plans, those plans would never be accepted. The world will not recognize annexations. We will impose additional significant costs on Russia if it moves forward with its plans.
Ukraine says it's ready to dispatch the first shipments of grain from its Black Sea ports. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's waiting for the go-ahead from the UN and Turkey. On the battlefield, both Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of striking a prison in the Donbass. At least 40 people were killed. Most of the prisoners were from the Azov battalion, which defended the city of Mariupol before it fell to Russia. A court in the US has decided that civil lawsuits brought against Libyan warlord Khalifa Haftar can be heard in federal courts. Haftar, who's a US citizen, is accused of war crimes and extrajudicial killings during Libya's civil war. The ruling means Libyan civilians have the right to bring cases against him in US courts for damages and alleged war crimes. And the World Bank says it won't give Sri Lanka financial assistance until it puts economic reforms in place. The country has been mired in a deep financial crisis since 2019. The bank says it needs to address the root structural causes that led to the crisis.